Last week, Ben Shalom Bernanke, chairman of the Jewish-owned Federal Reserve Bank, announced that he will be injecting an additional $600 billion into the American economy. This is nothing more than a funny money loan entered as a book entry, which will obligate U.S. taxpayers to repay the Fed's Jewish bankers $600 billion plus interest in real money, not Jewish funny money. They are calling all of this quantitative easing, but it's actually a quantitative shafting, which will reduce and shrink the purchasing power of the American dollar via inflation. Making mortgage payments will soon be the last thing Americans think of, as food inflation is about to explode on our supermarket shelves and draining our ever-depleting pocketbooks. It's time to grow your own, my fellow Americans. For last week, Kellogg's, General Mills, and Kraft Foods made their own announcement, coincided with Bernanke's announcement, that they will be raising their own food product prices in 2011 to offset their own inflationary costs. You see, injecting more imaginary money by Jewish banksters in the economy is not the way to solve our dire economic problems. But this is what we have come to be reliant on Jewish bankers who are hurling their money into a moribund economy that is producing neither jobs nor wealth is nothing less than enslavement to a self-serving element. What we need is a new ruling class who care about America's interests, not their own, who will bring back our American jobs from India and China. This is why Obama humiliated America last week by going to India, a third world nation, which America will soon exchange places with, begging them to give us jobs. America, wake up! As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are dedicated to exposing the agenda of the Judaic financial elites. We don't need to just end the Fed. We need to replace the Fed, where Judaic funny money, Judaic quantitative shafting, and Judaic suppression of America's best interests is deep six once and for all.